from Panama and Mexico on this, and I think we'll have to take a bit of time to digest all of this, but I certainly agree with Panama that we do need further discussions on this, maybe in a smaller room, because I don't think it's very conducive to decent negotiating here when we can't get close together and really discuss these issues at length. For us, the scope, I don't need to really repeat myself, it's we really need to understand the question to which the state has the responsibility to take action with respect to activities of a transnational character before agreeing with the scope currently envisaged. Again, we think it's unbalanced to only focus on transnational corporations. In our opinion, it's exclusionary. And the overt focus on TNCs for us leads to legal uncertainty. Our view is that international human rights obligations are primarily territorial, so states should ensure that businesses operating in their jurisdiction, whether those be TNCs or otherwise, should respect human rights. So we need to reflect further on the scope, we think. On 3.2, we will carefully study those proposals by Panama and Mexico, but I think we're getting pretty confused here when we're talking in terms relating to international law. So, you know, the use of the word obligation, replacing responsibilities or abuses, replacing violations, for us it's pretty confusing. Businesses are not states, so they don't have obligations stemming from human rights treaties. Only the state has obligations. So we're just really confused about what we're aiming at here, and it certainly adds, in our opinion, to the legal uncertainty in this text, which in our opinion is already quite vague and not legally sound. I mean, even logically, if we say businesses already have obligations, then what's the point of this treaty? Is that not the point of what we're trying to do here? Where do these obligations come from? The same is true of violations. Only states violate human rights. So when we start liberally using the term throughout the text, it's, in our opinion, it suggests we're equating the status of businesses and states, which is not true in terms of the obligations that states have. And for us, it's just adding to the confusion and the legal uncertainty. In 3.3, we have this phrase again, internationally recognized human rights, which for us is problematic. And we can't support this text as it's currently drafted, as for us it requires some delimitation. There are actually not many states, including the UK, that have ratified all human rights treaties, and we think it's important for a state to have clarity on its legal obligations. So we would suggest adding at the end of this paragraph and set out, I'll just wait for the secretariat, and set out in the human rights treaties to which all contracting states are party, as set out in Annex 1 to this treaty, and of course we would have to create an Annex 1, and notified by the depository from time to time. We think that would add a little bit more legal certainty as to which obligations a state has. And that's all I have for this article. Thank you.
I thank the distinguished delegate of the